probably the most commonly cited and derided reason, so it's worth stressing that this doesn't immediately equate to an incestuous Freudian desire for sex with one's own mother. Teachers, librarians, managers, neighbors, MILs, friends' mothers, a mother's friends, stepmothers, aunts, etc., all satisfy the role of a warm, nurturing caregiver character that can provide a top-down expression of love and adoration. Feeling special, loved, and appreciated in this particular type of dynamic isn't necessarily a controversial desire, and is perhaps best, and most convincingly, received from an older maternal figure rather than from a peer. The seeds of this fantasy may have been planted in childhood, but may also emerge later in life when this specific flavor of affection has essentially run dry from an adult man's life. Depending on one's relationship with sexuality, adding sexual desire and lust to this equation may be a corrupting and therefore taboo process, whereas others may see it as simply very romantic and tender. Both angles are equally compelling in contributing to arousal. Again, it is worth mentioning the potential for the subversion of expectations here. The love and attention from a maternal figure or caregiver is typically understood as something very separate to romantic love and sexual desire. When this is challenged in the context of JAV, the contrast between expectation and reality provides an exciting scenario, which is easily understood even for those who don't particularly enjoy the genre and operates independently of any coercion, persuasion, reluctance, or forwardness of the maternal figure in the lead-up to sexual activity. These story elements simply contribute additional layers to the narrative for the same emotional result, at least in this context of the maternal figure.